Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is worried.
2018 is an incredibly important year for elections, not just with the U.S. midterms, but around the world. There are important elections in India, in Brazil, in Mexico, in Pakistan, and in Hungary that we want to make sure that we do everything we can to protect the integrity of those elections.
In India, though, the fake news genie is well and truly out of the bottle. Need a quick booster shot of national pride? How about a fake quote of WikiLeaks' Julian Assange endorsing the Indian Prime Minister? Need to help foment a riot? Grab a still from a film showing a goon stripping a woman, pass it off as a breaking image from a Hindu-Muslim riot. Need to let loose a lynch mob? Start a rumor about a gang abducting children. 7 men died as a result of the mob that gathered in response. Fake news can be deadly in India, says R. Jagannathan, former editor-in-chief of the digital news site First Post and currently the editorial director of a center-right news portal, Swarajya.
See, the Indian context, where communal and caste sensitivities are very high, I would say it's very dangerous because people can be driven to violence by this.
And governments are slow to respond.
I think in India it's certainly a problem because the news can spread very fast, but the ability of the administration to nip it in the bud doesn't happen.
But sometimes it's the administration, ministers and politicians, who are spreading the fake news. So it falls on small indie hoax busters like Pratik Sinha, who runs Alt News, a David trying to take on a fake news Goliath.
A lot of these fake news websites, they run under the cloak of anonymity. So I take off that cloak, you know.
At a media conference in New Delhi, organized by a news portal, News Laundry, Sinha says there's fake news that morphs videos and edits text, and then there are full-fledged fake news websites. This is big business.
Fake news websites, they have definitely become an enterprise. And, youngsters have figured out how to game the system, how to make money out of it.
He once met a 12th standard student who ran a fake news site.
Then he's, no moral ethical issues with it because he says that I'm the son of a farmhand. He lives in Ranchi in a hostel. His father earns 6,000 rupees per month.
That's less than $100.
Then I'm doing this because I know I can earn money out of this.
And the law can't keep up.
At this point of time, there's no consequence in India for sharing fake news. Just recently, for example, West Bengal government arrested one person for sharing a fake video. But otherwise, across the board, the legal machinery hasn't stepped up to this issue of fake news.
Perhaps more alarming is how much at ease we are with it, as long as it confirms our ideological biases. Fake news succeeds not because we are gullible or too busy to fact-check, but because we do not want facts to get in the way of our confirmation bias, our Jagannathan.
And if we think something is in tune with our biases, we tend to share it.
In fact, Facebook will no longer red flag fake news as disputed because that was making people more inclined to click on it. But the great danger in a country like India can be WhatsApp forwards. India is WhatsApp's biggest market with 200 million monthly active users. Pratik Sinha.
WhatsApp is a double-edged sword.
It has helped mobilize groups to protest injustice. But a Muslim ironsmith was lynched to death on suspicion of killing cows, and everyone in the village had WhatsApp forwards, supposedly showing the meat and bones of the dead calf. WhatsApp's unaccountable and encrypted.
For example, if I send you something, and if there's another person who's sitting in, if I send the same thing to that person, because we share different encryption keys, what WhatsApp sees is, these two are unique sets of data. So for them, it's a huge challenge as to how they will, sort of deal with this issue.
But the bigger challenge is not technological. The more urgent question for a democracy is why so many of us seem far more eager to believe what shows up on a WhatsApp forward over what shows up in our daily newspaper. When did WhatsApp become the paper of record? As elections loom in India, media observers worry we've just seen the tip of the fake news iceberg. Our Jagannathan hopes too much fake news from all sides could in the end puncture their own balloons.
So fake news might well cancel each other out and people will stop believing it.
We shall see. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.